Broadcasting more than 2,000 games live and archived in 15 sports in over 10 counties in western Pennsylvania, as well as being the exclusive home for all the WPIAL playoffs and championships for nearly two decades. Anytime, anywhere, always there. We are the MSA Sports Network.
We're just a few minutes away from tonight's NOC football game here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network. Now let's go live to the press box. Here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
Well, the NOC Knights tonight getting ready to take on the Montour Spartans. We're here with head coach Frank Whalen and some of the guys from defense. And, Coach, I guess last week you take the lessons learned, put it aside, and move on.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. After the South Fayette game, we were laser-focused on Montour, so we're ready to roll.
These guys are going to be a big part of your success down there as well, hopefully.
Absolutely. Montour has a great run game. They have a very good quarterback and a very good tailback. So if we're going to have success against Montour, it's going to be because these six guys right here stop the run for us.
All right, let's see who these guys are. Andrew Mullen, we've talked with you before, Andrew. We're talking defense today. So defensively, Andrew, what position are you playing?
I play inside linebacker.
All right, and then we got Corey Payne. Corey, what position?
Strong side, the end.
And then Eric Green. Eric?
Inside linebacker.
And Jared Bricker?
Middle linebacker.
And Tanner Grassi?
Weak side, the end.
All right, well, let's start back over here with Andrew. From your position, what are your main responsibilities going to be tonight?
Well, we've mainly been working on, like, the option that they like to run at us, and my main responsibility is to get the quarterback, and then our outside linebackers usually get the pitch back, so we've been working that a lot, and staying in and, like, plugging up the B-gap so that we stop the run game.
Corey, what about you? What are you going to be looking for tonight?
I just got to make sure I keep contained on the run plays and watch for the runs up the middle and make sure I get pressure on the quarterback on their passing plays.
Okay, Eric Green.
Same as Andrew. We got to contain the quarterback on the option and also read the running back because they're both dangerous.
Jared.
It's exactly what Andrew and Greeny said. We got to watch the option and keep contained.
Tanner, same thing?
No, I played the end. inside contain and shedding blocks and making some plays.
All right, let's talk a little bit about so far this season. Start with Tanner. When you look at this season, from where you started to where you are now, how do you think you've improved?
A lot. I mean, Coach Whalen has helped me so much for the past, I don't know how many weeks we've been playing. He's really improved my game by a lot.
Jared, how about you? From the start of the season to now, where do you feel you've come the furthest?
I think my reads are getting a lot faster through the line. I think we're really working on them, and they're getting a lot faster.
Eric, how about you? What have you picked up that you've become better at so far this year?
Oh, picking up my reads through game to game, I've gotten a lot better at that, and also reading the quarterback and running back on their option game.
Corey, how about you?
I mean, I started the season at middle linebacker, so I feel like Coach Savannah definitely got me fast for middle linebacker. So when I got the defensive end, I was really fast, and that definitely helped me get past the line.
Andrew, how about you?
I think I got a lot better at plugging up the B-gap. I was struggling a little bit towards the beginning of the season. I was kind of shooting outside and, like, being a C-gap player. But I started plugging up the B-gap, and it's starting to work. So.
All right, you guys talked a little bit about what your responsibilities are going to be, but let's talk a little bit about Montour as a whole. Andrew, what do they throw at you guys that concerns you the most?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'm pretty confident in their run game that we can stop it. I think, you know, us guys can, you know, stop the run game, and I think our secondary can hold up on their end. I think we'll have a pretty good football game.
Corey, when you look at your season so far with these guys, when you've got to stop a run game like that, you guys come together pretty quick when the game gets underway?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, as you could tell through our last couple games, like, most of the runs that anyone's run at us, we've definitely stopped, even if there was a little mistake, we tried to correct it next play and definitely got back on top of it.
Eric, so far this year, you guys have been able to get after the quarterback. What about the quarterback you're going to see tonight? Are you going to be able to get at him?
Oh, he's a very mobile quarterback because he runs the option, so we're going to have to be able to contain him, and we're going to have to be able to cause pressure inside.
Jarrett, when you look at this team, are they familiar to any other team you've played so far this year? Does it remind you of anybody? Or are they going to throw different stuff at you that you really haven't had an experience with this year?
I mean, we haven't seen the option too much this year, so I'm looking forward to stopping that on our part. But, yeah, I think we just got to get a lot of pressure on the quarterback this week.
How about your week of practice, Tanner? How's it been? You guys feel pretty confident?
I do. It's been hard since Coach Wayne wasn't here for most of the week, but after he came back, we put a nail in the coffin. It looks pretty good for us.
All right, guys. Well, good luck tonight against Montour. Certainly not going to be an easy one, but certainly a winnable game. So good luck to you, and let's bring home the win, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Back with head coach Frank Whalen right after this.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Well, back with head coach Frank Whalen as we get set for the start of tonight's game against Montour. Quick, coach, we go back to the South Fayette game. What about that team impressed you? There wasn't a whole lot I saw that didn't.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback, number one, was just phenomenal. I mean, we had a lot of pressure on him, and he avoided the rush. Sometimes we had guys, two, three guys in his face, and he was able to slip through us and find an open receiver down the field. And that probably more than anything was what impressed me about South Fayette, was the play of their quarterback. You know, as I said to the paper, Scott, what the South Fayette game, what was really hurt us is we opened up the game, we get a big interception, the second play from scrimmage. And we give our offense the football like on, you know, on South Bay, it's like 35-yard line. And then we give a turnover, and they take one of our pitches, and they go 70 yards for a touchdown. And we get the ball back again, then we lose our starting quarterback. We lose him in the second series, and Jake is not only our starting quarterback, he's our shutdown corner. So we lost arguably our two most valuable positions in that game in the second series of the game. And that was tough to overcome, especially with our starting free safety, Scotty Frazier. I don't know if people realize this, but he played the game with the cast on. He broke his arm Thursday before the game. So, and he had a tough task that game. He had to cover a Division I tight end. So it was just one of those situations where, you know, losing our quarterback, who's also our shutdown corner, and having our free safety playing with the cast, it was just too much to overcome when you're playing a team like South Fayette.
I thought you guys, though, did good defensively. I mean, you got to that quarterback, I think, more than anybody got to him all year. Oh, yes. You guys put the pressure on him. About Jake, how is he? What's the situation with him?
He should be ready to go. He should be ready to go tonight. He had a great week of practice. He had nerve damage in his – he got hit underneath of his elbow in his right. He lost all feeling in his arm, and his right hand actually swelled up to twice the size, you know, that it normally was, and it was scary Friday night. Just, you know, seeing the condition of his arm and his hand.
Well, that's good to hear that he's all right. It from our perspective, it looked like a stinger or something. It didn't look like he had any kind of other damage. So glad to hear it. But I was impressed with the backup. I thought he played well.
Oh, Heath is going to be an extremely good quarterback. He went in a tough situation against arguably the best team in the state in Quad A. I don't think it would surprise anybody that South Fayette is playing for the state championship game. I mean, there's a reason why they have won, what is it, like 50 now straight conference games. They're a tremendous, tremendous football team.
Well, a game like last week, what does that do? How does that help you prepare for this week against Montour? Were you able to take things out of that game and translate them into this next one?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, against South Fayette, I mean, we played with six sophomores in that game against a team of that caliber, and those kids stepped up, and we challenged our older guys at halftime to go out and finish this game like Knock Knights, and they did. They went out to the second half, never gave up. We got tons of heat on that quarterback, and we held them to one touchdown in the second half. And the only reason why they got the one touchdown is because they blocked a punt, and they got the ball at our own 10-yard line. So I was very, very pleased with the fact that, you know, how our guys fought for the remainder of the game, and especially pleased at how our young sophomores did in that game.
All right, let's look at Montour. Give us a breakdown. What are we going to see from the Spartans? So another good football team.
Excellent football team. I mean, their quarterback is terrific, and they have a big tailback that has a great burst to him. And Montour always has a tough defense. So we're going to have to play an extremely good football game to get back on the winning track tonight.
What are you going to try to throw at them from the offensive side of the ball? Just continue doing what you've been doing?
Yes. Nobody has really stopped us at all offensively this year. I mean, last week with South Fayette losing Jake, obviously that hurt. Now that puts Heath into a situation where, you know, we're everything now, the timing is off, everything is kind of off there. But even then, we were able to move the football with South Fayette. And against South Fayette, and really, I'm anticipating that we're going to move the football again tonight against Montour. We just have to play four quarters of football, both on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball. We both sides have to be consistent for us to win against Montour.
Well, with this game like the last couple, you just can't make the mistakes.
Absolutely. Can't make the mistakes, can't play behind the sticks, cannot turn the football over. You can't do that with any offense, but you certainly can't do that running the option.
Notice one thing last week from a coaching perspective, you had Coach Savannah in the press box. Is that a change?
Yeah, well, we actually made that change after the West Mifflin game. And there were some things happening with our linebackers in the West Mifflin game that if Coach Savannah was in the box, I think, you know, those situations would have been rectified. So we made that move, and I think it's definitely has helped us.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck against Montour. This would be a big one to pull off the win tonight and get back on the winning track as you run into the second half of the season.
Absolutely. We're ready to go.
All right, the Knock Knights coming up against Montour here in just a couple of minutes right here on 680. We'll be back from the stadium right after this.
Attorney General number PA4619.
The following takes place at 2:33 a.m. in the offices of Schneider's 1 Hour.
We're getting a lot of calls tonight, Mr. Schneider.
Sure are, Mike. Schneider's 1 Hour, this is Gary.
Absolutely, Mrs. Davis. We'll be there in 15 minutes. Steve, Mrs. Davis' furnace is out on West Jefferson.
On my way.
Just sit tight, Mr. Miller. We'll see you in a minute. Ashley, the Miller's on Liberty Street.
Got it.
Remember, let them lead you to the problem.
So you can get them comfort in no time.
This is what it's all about, right, Mr. Schneider?
Being available for people 24/7.
Days, nights, and weekends.
And always arriving on time.
Or you don't pay a dime.
That's the Schneider's 1 Hour Code.
Always here to help.
When you need it.
Not just when we feel like it.
All right, Schneider's 1 hour.
To the rescue.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
We're just a few minutes away from tonight's Knock football game here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network. Now let's go live to the press box. Here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And good evening, everyone. From Montour High School, it is Knock football 2017, as you heard us talk about earlier. The Knock Knights in the Northwest 9 taking on the Spartans. I'm Dave Bacon. That's Scott Briggs right there. We've got some clouds around. Had a little bit of a rain shower. First rain we've seen in three, 4 months anyway.
Seems like it.
And had a pretty good rain shower here at Montour just not too long ago. It's dampened things down, but the rain has now stopped. And looks like we'll be clear the rest of the night, so it should make the field interesting, to say the least. But nonetheless, looking for a good one here tonight. The Knights coming in here looking for a chance to get back into things. 1-2 in the conference, 1-3 overall, while the Spartans sit just exactly the opposite at 3-1, 3-1 overall. And as you heard Coach talk about just moments ago, a pretty good football team here. They've always got some talent. They've always got some athletes. And it's always a tough game when you play the Spartans.
Well, the Knights came off a real tough game against South Fayette last week. And as we described them, a well-oiled machine. That offense, Scott, puts up over 40 points a game. And defensively, they're pretty stingy on their own right. But Knock did score more points against South Fayette than anyone else has this year. We'll see if we can carry that over tonight and give these Spartans a run for their money.
Well, as you heard Coach say, Jake Harrett is okay. He will play tonight, and we watched him warm up. It looks all right. A little scary there last week when your starting quarterback goes down. But again, credit Heath Ertis. He played very well in that game, and certainly, as we mentioned when talking to Coach, looked pretty good. So it's good to know he's got a little bit of varsity time under his belt, you know, a half plus in terms of experience, so a good situation. Other than that, the Knock Knights come in here pretty healthy. We'll see what they can do against the Montour Spartans. Last week, Montour shutting out Ambridge 42-0. When you look at some like opponents throughout the season here, where really there haven't been any, so you can't really look at these two and say, well, all right, we did that, they did that. Montour defeated Newcastle early in the season, 42-21, then beat Indiana 51-14. Of course, everybody's wiping up on Indiana this year as well. Lost to Mars 26-15, and then talking to Coach, when they lost to the Planets, Mars actually got two touchdowns off of Montour turnovers, so they really handed them a couple of scores. And Coach said in that game, Montour was clearly the better team over the Planets. They just gave the ball up too many times.
Yeah, and one was a quick touchdown, wasn't it? A pickup of a fumble or return or something like that. And bad night for the Spartans that night, but we'll see the Planets here in about, 4 weeks? Last game of the season?
Yeah, last game. We're starting into the second half of the season. This is actually the halfway game when you play a nine-game schedule. So the other action tonight, Ambridge is at Indiana, and that'll be an interesting one. Blackhawk at South Fayette, Newcastle at Mars, good one there. In the non-conference game, Albert Gallatin is at Highlands. Of course, the Colonials defeating West Mifflin a couple of weeks ago at a real shocker.
Yeah, that was a surprise, and I think you said what they went into the rankings and then right back out.
Yeah,
right back out.
So those are the other games we're going to be watching here tonight in terms of what else is going on in the conference. And then from here on out, Knock will have one more road game and three home games, which suits the Knights pretty good. They'll be home to Indiana, on the road at Newcastle, then home to Ambridge and Mars. And that should make for a nice stretch, and a stretch where Knock can really finish the season strong. And what would really be great is they can pick up a win here tonight and look at the rest of the way out. We'd put them in pretty good shape for making the playoffs.
It would, and you know, that last game against Mars could be for a playoff spot or a better ranking.
Yeah, you're right. It could come right down to that Knock would have to beat Mars to get into the playoffs, and that'll be interesting to see how all that plays out. But the first thing we have to do is get past the Montour Spartans, and that will be no easy task, as, again, a very talented Montour led by quarterback Kayvon Moorman, just an outstanding quarterback. He's got Dustin Snyder in the backfield, pretty good guy, and a couple of great receivers. Brandon Lipford, one of them. And here we go again, another good quarterback-receiver combination. Boy, it just seems like it happens every week.
Yeah, it does. Somebody's had one every week this year, and they've been able to capitalize against Knock. Just with that great matchup, Montour quarterback has nearly 600 yards passing in four games so far this season.
So they are going to, but, you know, of course, they had Indian and Ambridge already, so you sort of have to take some of that with a grain of salt. But
yeah.
Then again, it is Montour and Knock overall 2-7 against the Spartans since they first played in 1990. Of course, two big games, one of the big games, of course, 1992, when Knock beat Montour to go to the championship game at Three Rivers Stadium on a 3-0 score, John Siegfried's field goal at the end of that game that sent the Knights to the playoffs. And then has faced Montour a couple of times, faced him in the semifinals in 07 at North Hills and lost, and then faced him in the championship game at Heinz Field in 2011 and lost that game. So the Knights sure would like to get on the winning side of a few of these games against Montour. And there's not one here at Montour. In fact, there have been some pretty ugly games, in fact, in this this stadium. I think 2006, if I recall, 34-6 here was kind of an ugly night.
Yeah, 35-19 in 2000.
Yeah, I think that 2006 game knocked through three interceptions in that game. Mm. But then that's the team that went on the next year in, you know, 2007 and went all the way to only two losses that year, and both of them came to the Montour Spartans. All right, we're just a couple of minutes away from the kickoff here. We'll take a quick break and come back with more in the pregame show. You're listening to Knock Football here on WISR, WISR680.com, and the MSA/Trib Live High School Sports Network. Back after this.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality service and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Knock Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
And welcome back here to Montour, along with Dave Bacon. I'm Scott Briggs on WISR as we get set for tonight's game, the Knock Knights against the Montour Spartans. Take a look at the standings in the conference. South Fayette sits on top at 3-0, 5-0 overall, followed by a three-way tie for that second spot between Montour, Mars, and Newcastle, all at 3-1, and that'll give a little bit this evening as Mars and Newcastle are taking on each other. Highlands just a game back, Knock and Blackhawk two games back. Well, Indiana and Ambridge probably already eliminated.
Yet to win a game yet, and both struggling a bit. Ambridge sounds like they're doing a little better. They had a real program-building year last year. Lost a lot of players to transfer. Fielded about, 25?
Yeah, it was a tough year then.
Tough year for the Bridgers. But as always, they will be back.
And we are just a couple of minutes away from the start of this one, so we'll be back with a kickoff as Knock takes on Montour right here on WISR, and it's all coming your way right after this.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious, you can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in 4 locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's kickoff time for the Knock Knights here on WISR 680 AM radio in Butler. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dylan McCandless King, Coulter & Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Now back to the press box and tonight's game. Once again, here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And again, good to have you with us here on WISR as we get set for the start of another game. The Knock Knights taking on Montour. The Knights wearing the road whites with gold helmets, while Montour looking like the Steelers with gold pants, black jerseys, gold numerals, and gold helmets. I guess they're more of a gold yellow. But it's the typical Montour colors. And a beautiful facility here at Montour. They've done a lot of work improving this. You know, we've been here over the years, and it seems, Dave, every time we come down here, they've done something else to add to this facility.
Yeah, it's a very impressive facility nowadays. A new elementary school right across the field in what we think used to be a gully of some kind years ago. We haven't been down here for a good while, but in the early days when we came down here, this press box was not here.
Not this part of it anyway.
In its current form, right.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work. They put a baseball field in up above the stadium to the end zone to our right as you look at the field. And before that was just a hill before. And, of course, this is one of those places. If you watch the Channel 2 news, the weather forecast, they come to Montour High School and you can see the field so you have an idea where we are. But they've really done a nice job. Great facility and great folks down here at Montour. Always a pleasure to come and visit. Of course, the artificial surface, the field looks to be almost, maybe this is new this year, Dave. Still got the little black beads on it. So we'll see there. Captains from both teams at the center of the field tonight, of course, for the Knock Knights, A.J. Karenbauer, Ivan Stapchuk, Jake Harrett. And the extra captain tonight is Brad Criley wearing number 70.
And for the Spartans, Kayvon Mormon, Ronald Stevenson, Braden Jones, and Matt Yablonski.
And the Knock Knights have won the toss and deferred until the second half. So Montour will get the football to start things out. Knock will play on defense. A good sign there. The Knights win the toss. Again, an opportunity we had to talk with Coach Whalen, and he said these guys are good. They're just so strong. Their game against Mars, they really dominated both sides of the football, just gave it up, as we mentioned, by a couple of scores. So the Knights will have their work cut out for them here against a good Montour team. And this is one, Dave, that really, if the Knights can win this game tonight, it'll put them in a driver's seat for a playoff spot.
Yeah, it will. And conversely, if they lose this game tonight, they'll have to win out the rest of the season to even have a chance at a playoff spot.
Yeah, pretty much so. With four games remaining, and they'd be 1-4 in the conference, or 1-3. Can't afford to go that low. Right now, three losses is about as many as you can have, because you figure somebody's going to have no losses. The second place team will have one loss, the third place team will have two, and the fourth place team will have three. Although we've already lost to a team we shouldn't have lost to in the Golden Rams. You can afford to lose to a South Fayette.
Everybody's going to lose to South Fayette.
That's right. All right, we're set to go as Matt Gore is set to kick it off. Looks like Lipford back deep to take the kick. High spinner will be fielded there by Tamalini, and Tamalini out across the 15, 20, 25, 30, and tripped up there. Gets up to the 30-yard line, and then Chase Mullen trips him up. So Montour will get started. Pretty good field position at their own 30. Knock defense will come out. We talked to a lot of those guys, Grassy, and Savon Mosby was the only one we didn't get to talk to. Savon had to leave, so we didn't get a chance to talk to Savon. On that front, Corey Payne, of course, the linebacker. So here come the Spartans, led by Kayvon Mormon. Mormon with three receivers in the pattern. He could run the football, too. Lipford in motion. He's got the ball, turns it upfield, and is caught at the 31, submarining underneath. To make that tackle for the Knock Knights was Andrew Mullen.
He made about 2 yards on the play.
Actually, we're going to give that to Bricker. That nine is a nine, not a two. Bricker wears 59. Mullen wears 52. And they're both in the same spot. Second down now, and call it eight for the Spartans. All the receivers right side, and Mormon running this way, cuts it upfield, breaks a tackle, comes through the middle and across the 45 to the 47 before A.J. Karenbauer brings him down, and they'll probably give him the 48-yard line, and that's a 16-yard pickup for Kayvon Mormon.
Nice blocking by the Spartans that time. Got him to the second wave.
Ronald Stevenson, the split receiver, way to the far side. Two backs in the backfield with Mormon, and the handoff goes up the middle. Not much there for Braden Jones. Braden Jones to the 49 for a gain of one. Jones at 6'1", 215, a bit of a load back there. Also Dustin Snyder at 5'9", 190. So a couple of big backs with Jones at the tail. Second down and nine. Mormon again, three receivers, ball just shy of midfield for the Spartans. Mormon out of the pistol, take the snap, and he goes left, looking to cut it upfield, and he'll be tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. Tanner Grassy comes underneath and spins him down at midfield. That'll bring up a third down and 8 yards to go. So the Spartans in pretty much a passing situation here. Two receivers to the near side, Stevenson and Schreckner. And rolling right, looking to throw. Mormon, he could tuck it away if he wants, and does, and he'll be run out of bounds by the aforementioned Andrew Mullen. Well short of first down yardage. He'll pick up maybe five. They'll give him the 46 of knock. And that'll bring up fourth down and four, and the Spartans look to punt as they sent Jake Thomas out. Jared Schreckengoss stands back at the 20 for the Knock Knights, so the Knock defense with a stop on the first series of the game. Thomas will punt from his 40. Good snap with time. No rush from Knock. Schreckengoss will get away from it and let it bounce. It takes a Knock bounce, heads back towards the 20, and then rolls inside the 20 and down to the 16-yard line. So the Knights will take the field for the first time tonight with 9:42 to go here in the first quarter and no score. Ball on their own 16-yard line, and Jake Harrett back at the helm for the Knock Knights.
Good to see him back at the helm.
Yes, it is. Just glad that wasn't anything more serious. And we really didn't think it was, you know, nothing broke or ripped or torn. It just seemed like a stinger. So Knock will come out in a triple option. Ends are in tight with Stapchuk, the single back. Montour with two, four down linemen. The handoff to Stapchuk into the line, and Ivan gets out close to the 20-yard line for a gain of four. For Ivan Stapchuk.
Stapchuk has pretty much been the go-to guy carrying the ball for the Knights this season.
Yeah, and he's done okay in games, not, certainly not like he did against Blackhawk where he had over 200 yards rushing.
Well, that was the surprise game. Yeah. That was before people knew about
knew
him.
Knew about him. Now he's not surprising anybody. Karen Bauer and Setnar on the wings for the Knights, and it's going to be Herrett keeping it himself, and Jake will get to the 23, and that will bring down a third and three for Knock.
Herrett, a dangerous runner in his own right, actually, too. Not the big bruising
no.
runner like Stapchuk.
So interesting call here for Lance Ertis, the Knock offensive coordinator. Sends the play in, and Schreckengoss splits wide to the right. Eric Green, a tight end on the left. Knights need three. Montour with 10 guys in the box, essentially. And the handoff to Stapchuk, first down as he's out across the 30. Still driving and maybe the 32-yard line. Ivan Stapchuk with the gain of eight. Nice gain there. Good movement by the center of the Knock offensive line, Dave.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of the same guys you see on defense. Of course, the left side of that line, Emmett Fry and Greg Seiko. Corey Payne on the other side. And here come the Knights, first down and 10. Motion back to the near side, Karen Bauer, and Herod on the keeper out across the 40, just tripped up on what could have been a touchdown-saving tackle there. Nice job reaching out by Dustin Snyder of Montour to stop him, trip him up, but he fell forward to the 40 for a gain of eight.
That could have been a big gainer.
And lots of room on this near side. Nick Martin now in the game for Knock, splits wide to the right. Ball on the near side hash mark, so he's over there on the wide side of the field. Again, five linemen up front for the Spartans, and it's Stapchuk up the middle again. Again into the middle for short yardage.
He's going to be close to first down yardage. They didn't need
much. I think
much.
He got over it. He got the 43, so it's a gain of three. And another Knock first down, Dave.
Yeah. All right, so far.
One of the problems Knock's had in their last two or three games has been establishing any kind of rhythm offensively. Right now, looks like they're working pretty good at it. First and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Herrett goes right, option right, keeps it himself. Herrett turns the corner, cross midfield, stutter steps back at the 45, head down and forward to the Montour 42-yard line. 15-yard pickup there for Jake Herrett.
And they'll move the chains again. So Knock so far, positive yardage on every play.
He got the corner that time, and he still had Karen Bauer trailing if he wanted to pitch. Montour had to respect Karen Bauer, so that allowed Herrett to get open. This time receiver to the right short side of the field for Knock. First and 10 in Montour territory. Herrett's under center. He'll take the snap, and he'll keep it himself straight forward. Herrett to the 35-yard line, another gain of seven.
So the Knights picking it up in big chunks here on this initial drive, Scott.
Boy, and everybody keying on Ivan Stapchuk that time, and Herrett able to take it forward. We'll put it at the 36, and a six-yard gain. Second down, 4 yards to go, Knock. 6:10 to go here in the first quarter, no score. Knock with their first possession of the game. Montour went three and out. Second down is Herrett out of the triple option. Puts Setnar in motion, now looking to throw. Herrett rolling right in trouble, throwing deep downfield. The ball is going to be almost picked off. Boy, he just threw that up in the air. And
that had a lot of air under it.
And there was no chance that one was going to be caught. And the Knights dodge a bullet there. Herrett's first pass play of the game. Well covered by Montour as Kayvon Moorman had a chance at the interception, but the ball was out of bounds. Moorman coming over from the corner spot got there in a hurry. So third down and four for Knock. Harrod again out of the triple option motion near side. Karrenbauer and Stapchuk and Harrod collide behind the line of scrimmage for a gain of only one to the 35. And that play was not as designed.
And doesn't look like Knox even thinking about sending the punt team on. And now they do.
Well, you had a chance. I mean, that would be giving them pretty good field position. But they go into one of these spread formations. Three receivers to both sides. Now they step back into punt formation. One of those try to catch you sleeping kind of things. So Harrod will punt from just above midfield. High snap. Harrod has to go up and get it, but has plenty of time. Waits, and he gets off a bad punt. I don't know that that went anywhere. That was a horrible punt by, well, Harrod. See where they mark it. It's only going to be a
1 yard punt.
A 1 yard punt at the 34.
He punted that under duress, but kind of shanked it a little bit, and it didn't get any distance.
Gosh, if you're only going to get a yard there, why not go for it? First and 10, Montour now at their own 34-yard line. 4:56 to go here in the first quarter. Knock with a decent drive, but results in a punt after the incomplete pass sort of killed the drive. Spartans will put two receivers to the wide side, single receiver left for Mormon. Now motion man back towards the middle, and the handoff goes to the left side. And nice job by A.J. Karrenbauer to hold things off and Corey Payne to come out and drop him for a short gain to the 36, perhaps. Gain of two. A good job by Knock getting sideline to sideline.
Yeah, they're going laterally very quickly this week, not letting anybody turn the corner on them so far.
Second down and eight for Montour. No score in this game. Last 4.5 minutes of the first quarter. Mormon back to throw. Out into the flat it comes. Pass is caught out here by Lipford, and Lipford gets up to midfield for Montour first down. Into Knock territory at the 49, a 15-yard gain.
Lipford, a dangerous receiver, probably their favorite target. 201 yards on the season.
And he just sort of wandered out into about 3 yards downfield and nobody covering. Mormon took care of it. First and 10, Montour in Knock territory now. After getting their first down. Hand off. Up the middle goes to Jones and Braden Jones for a yard or two to the 47. Now both of these teams now showing some offensive prowess, but the yards are not easy to come by.
Nope. Neither able to convert so far, put points on the board, and in a very fast-moving first quarter.
Second down and eight for the Spartans. Mormon now four receivers in the pattern. Single setback is Dustin Snyder. No tight end. Mormon's back to throw. Three-man rush for Knock, throwing deep down the field, and this one almost picked off. Scott Frazier had a chance at it, but again, remember, Frazier's wearing that cast.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he could. He had a shot at it, but boy, with that cast, I don't think he had a chance.
Yeah, it looked like it went right through the arms. Dropped right through the arms. That'll bring up third down and eight.
And good coverage downfield by Frazier and by Matty Goodland. This time, the Spartans, three receivers left side, third down and eight. Mormon puts Lipford in motion back to the near side. And then there's a sort of a double clutch on the center. He sort of lifted the ball up and snapped it once and brought it back down, and realizing you can't do that. And so the five-yard penalty will move the ball back across midfield to the Knock 48-yard line, or to the Spartan 48. Center just sort of snapped and went, whoops. So third and 13 for the Spartans. Braden Jones, the single setback, as three receivers to the left side. And Mormon rolls that way. Pressure comes, but they set it back on a nice screen. Wide open field downfield, and heading for the touchdown is going to be Torrey Fisher off the screen pass. Perfectly executed by Montour. as Fisher just sort of stood out there and they let the Knights come in. And it's a 52-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, the Knights bid on that one. Receiver was all alone out here. And you could see, it's one of those ones you could see developing from up here. That was not a Knock Knight on that side of the field.
No. So the 52-yard touchdown pass to Fisher puts the Spartans up 6-0 and the extra point to come. Tamalini puts it down, and the kick is up and good by Nolan Hutter. And with 3:06 to go here in the first quarter, it's Montour 7 and Knock Nothing. We'll be back with a kickoff right after this timeout.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
So the Spartans with a nice drive, 66 yards in six plays.
Got the touchdown on third down and 13 after taking a penalty, first penalty of the game.
And a beautifully executed screen pass to Torrey Fisher. And the kickoff to come. Hutter gets it up, whistles and flags, and I think Montour lined up or somebody was ahead of the play, so he'll take it back 5 yards and do it again.
Lined up offsides. So that may help the Knights with field position a little. They had a nice drive their first possession there, Scott. Just stalled as they got to about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, they had everything going in there. But they ran that that pass play and then found themselves in third and long, and that got them in trouble. And then a one-yard punt. This one's kicked back. It's going to be fielded by Stapchuk at the 10-yard line. Stapchuk 20, 25, and maybe the 27 before Ivan is finally ridden down. So with just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and the Knock Knights trailing Montour 7-0. They'll get the ball back at their own 29. And another big play, a big passing play for an opponent against Knock. Seen that all too much this year.
No, we saw good coverage downfield a couple times tonight already, but perfectly executed screen pass by the Spartans.
Schreck and Gostel split wide to the right on first and 10 for Knock. Harrett's over center. Karen Bauer in motion. They keep it to the option, and Harrett will get maybe 2 yards to the 31. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Knock Knights. Knock's getting positive yardage every time, Dave. There haven't been too many plays that they haven't gained at least a yard.
Yeah.
And we're pretty consistent in that first drive.
See if they can keep the rhythm up.
Wide receiver to the right side. This time Setnar goes in motion that way. Ball comes loose. And Stapchuk able to get on it. Knock can't afford to fumble the ball away. No gain on the play.
They lose the down on it. Keep the ball, but lose the down. It's third down and essentially 10. Yeah, it's eight. They did give them the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they gave them it back, yeah. From the 31, Knock needs the 41. And they'll send three receivers out, two to the left, or two to the right, single receiver left, single setback is Stapchuk. Montour rushes four, and back to throw is Harrett. Harrett in trouble, and Harrett gets away. Harrett looks, throws downfield. Karen Bauer comes back to make the catch at the 47-yard line of Montour. It's a big gainer and a Knock first down.
A.J. saw his quarterback was in trouble, kind of broke off the route and came back, made himself open along the near sidelines, and made a nice catch.
And Harrett stayed alive long enough to be able to get it to him.
He should have been down back there. He broke a tackle and rolled to the left here.
So big play of 22 yards through the air for the Knock Knights sets them up in Montour territory at the Spartan 47-yard line. First and 10, Setnar and Martin split wide to the right. Schreckengoss to the left as the Knights stay in the pass formation. Again, Montour with four down linemen, and they rush four. And the keeper again by Harrod tries to bounce inside, then goes outside, but did not fool Braden Jones, who drops him for a loss back to the 49. First loss by a rushing play so far this game for Nauk. It'll be second down and 12 as we're under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Knights from the 49 of Montour. Again, three receivers for Nauk, and Harrod's back to pass. Here comes pressure from the outside. Harrod throws to the outside, and Karenbauer came back in and then had to turn out, and the ball just short of his fingertips at the 40-yard line would not have been a first down. So it brings up a third down and long. Again, good pressure on Jake Harrod.
He reacted to it well, got out of the way, lengthened the play a little bit, strung it out, and got the pass away. And put it only where only one of his guys could have caught it.
So now Montour expecting the pass here on third down and third and 12. Spartans will put only four guys at the line of scrimmage, and basically everybody else is playing pass coverage. Now they'll cheat up two on the outside, and Harrod's got the ball rolling to his left into the flat to Setnar, and he drops the pass. And that wasn't going anywhere anyhow. It'll bring up fourth down.
A lot of yellow and black jerseys in front of him there, even if he would have caught it. So,
and it may have been smart to drop it because I don't know that he got the line of scrimmage. Montour had it well covered. 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and the Knights will punt it away. Chase Mullen will stand back at his 35-yard line. Tambellini and Lipford back deep to take the kick for Montour. Low snap, but handled by Mullen. He gets a shorter kick away. And it takes a straight-up-in-the-air bounce and goes dead at about the 25-yard line. And with 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter, Montour with another chance at it at their own 20-yard line. Nauk stops the Spartans on their first series. They had one first down in that first series, then forced them to punt. Knocked then with a nice drive of their own, but stalled out after nine plays. Then the Spartans, a six-play touchdown drive on third and 13, got a 52-yard touchdown pass, a screen pass, threw it 3 yards and picked up 49 on his own. Final play of the first quarter. Two receivers right side for Montour. Kayvon Mormon puts Lipford in motion to the near side, and Mormon keeps it himself straight up the middle. Breaks a tackle and gets the first down out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. A gain of 12. Mormon, you can see why he's their leading rusher, Dave. He is dangerous.
Yes, he is. He's got a pretty good line in front of him, too.
And that will be the end of the first quarter. It's the Montour Spartans 6-7 and the Nauk Knights nothing. We'll be back with second quarter action here from Montour right after this timeout.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurance is accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
And welcome back here to Montour High School. Along with Dave Bacon, I'm Scott Briggs. At the end of one, it's the Spartans leading the Nauk Knights 7-0. Montour with the ball now first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Mormon slow motion right, looks to take the ball himself straight up the middle, and not much there. He'll get maybe the 40 and a gain of 2. The center of the Nauk defense able to pick that up. Jared Bricker with the tackle. And save on Mosby in there. Give him the gain to the 40. Second down and call it 8 to go for the Spartans. Single receiver to the right side. Single receiver left side. Mormon again out of the pistol, takes the snap. Rolling right, looking to throw. Out into the flat, and the ball's through the hands of his intended receiver, Torrey Fisher. Threw it just a hair behind him. Fisher was open, and he was going to be running for a little while.
Yeah, he's had some room in front of him. But couldn't come in with a football. It'll be third down and eight.
So both of these teams have stalled themselves out on third downs when they haven't been able to complete passes. So see if the Knights do this time against Montour, knowing last time they got burned on the screen pass. Montour will put four receivers in the pattern, all four in fairly close. Mormon with a single sidecar in Braden Jones. Mormon back, rolling right, pressure comes from the Knights. Throws it out into the flat, pass is caught for a first down across midfield. Pass caught by Ronald Stevenson. Good coverage by the Knights, but the ball thrown right to his spot, and Stevenson able to outleap the Knock Knight and get the reception at the Knock 45-yard line. That's a gain of 15. Again, just a timing play there, Davis. Mormon rolled out to his left and just fired, and coming back to get it was Stevenson.
Under duress, too.
Rolling right again, Mormon throwing out into the flat. Again, the pass is caught out there. This is Schreckner, and Schreckner, another first down, down inside the Knock 30 at the 29. That's a 16-yard pickup. And again, just a quick down and out by Jackson Schreckner.
And the Knights choosing not to let the play get behind them, but they're catching the short ones underneath and just moving the chains down the field.
From the 29-yard line, first and 10 Spartans. Now into two backs in the backfield. Jones joined by Dustin Snyder. Snyder's the fullback, Jones the tail. Mormon will take the ball, and he's going to keep it himself. Goes left into the line for a yard or two. Hit hard there by Eric Green. Green will stop him at the 26-yard line. Gain of three. Second down now for the Spartans, who are threatening again here, leading 6-0 with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Mormon looks to the sideline, and a whole bunch of guys look at their wrists, their two-way wrist radios. Three receivers, and Lipford back in motion near side. Mormon keeps it himself and heads upfield. Mormon will be tripped up before he gets to the 20-yard line. Tunneling underneath was Andrew Mullen. But Mormon will be short of the first down at the 21. He'll get five. So it's third down and short now for the Spartans. Dustin Snyder back on into the backfield. I would see Braden Jones here, I would think.
Probably a good guess.
See if Kayvon Mormon comes up under center this time. And he will. Spartans go eye set. Well, now a timeout taken by Knock. 9:31 to play here in the first half, and the Knights trailing the Spartans 7-0. Timeout on the field. Back here to Montour right after this 30-second timeout.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The Dealmaking Man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The Dealmaking Mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The Dealmaking Man saved us thousands.
Meet the real Dealmaking Man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
So on third down and short, the Knock Knights take the timeout when the Spartans go to an I formation. First timeout of the game by either team, and Knock uses it with 9.5 minutes to go in the first half, trailing 6-0. Good to have you with us here on WISR, WISR680.com, and as always on the MSA/Trib Live High School Sports Network online and on Twitter at Knock Radio, though you can't hear us there. Let's see what the Spartans will do here. They overload the right side and go to the I set as Mormon steps under center, takes the snap, and he's going to get the reverse. And the reverse coming this way And heading upfield is Lipford, and Lipford into the end zone for the Spartan touchdown on the reverse. Lipford just too fast for the Nock Knights who are out there.
21-yard run puts the Spartans on the board again.
An impressive drive there that took just over 5 minutes, or not quite, well, no, just over 3 minutes. And nine plays. Lipford, as Dave says, with a 21-yard run. The Spartans look to make it 14-0 here. It's the extra point to come from Nolan Hutter. And he looks like he's kind of one of those Mr. Automatics, Dave.
Yeah, he put that one at the back of the track. That'll make it 14-0. Scott, this Spartan football team has put up the second most points in the conference so far. Coming into tonight of about 150 points. That's nearly 40 points a game.
Yeah, and that's also, you have to consider that they've played Blackhawk, or they've played Indiana, and they've played Ambridge. Two of the teams that are giving up the most points.
True,
so.
True.
Let the Nock Knights let that one go way too easy. That was an 80-yard drive in nine plays, most of them through the air. Which, if you had to look at a weakness for Nock this season, David, has been the defense against the passing game.
Yeah, well, they're managing to stay with him a little bit better tonight, but, that has been the Achilles heel.
I've just seen a lot of talented quarterbacks and wide receivers. So Hutter set to kick off to the Nock Knights again. And it's going to be an offside again against Montour.
Somebody a little ahead of the play.
Not by much. Offside, so they'll do it again. Second time the Spartans have been flagged for somebody heading downfield too early on the kick. So how do you solve that? You wait an extra count. So we'll do it again. Mormon will kick it off. Goodland and Stapchuk back for the Nock Knights. I believe that's Ivan. And this time they get it away, and Stapchuk backs up inside his 10 from the 6. Stapchuk up across the 20, puts on the afterburners across the 30, and head down. Nice return by Stapchuk out to the 32-yard line. He had that one going, Dave.
Yeah, he got a good head of steam after pulling that one in.
Well, here's a critical series for the Nock Knights. They really need to make something happen here and not let the Spartans get away in this one.
Nice sustained drive to put some points on the board in this second quarter would do nicely.
Well, here come the Knights out of the triple option. Motion man to the near side is Chase Mullen. And the give to Stapchuk across the 35 to the 37 for a gain of about 5.
That was just a moving pile.
Yeah.
Put it at the 36.
A gain of only 4. Chase Mullen in the backfield along with Jim Jones. So we've not seen those two back there together at all this season. Second down. And again up the middle. Stapchuk and nothing there. He is stopped right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. So it'll be third down and 7 to go for the Nock Knights. Giving Karen Bauer and Setnar a rest. They're not hurt. They're both standing over on the sideline. Jim Jones played a good bit early last year, Dave, as a freshman. And then
Johnston, yeah.
Yeah, Johnston. Like you say Jones, I mean Johnston. But then did not play a lot late in the year and really hadn't played much this year in that position. Plays a lot of defense. Third down and back to throw. Harrett down across the middle and the pass broken up as it got to Chase Mullen. Ball, defender got there the same time the ball did. Great defensive play by Byron Payne. And a half a second earlier, and that's pass interference.
Great timing and a heck of a hit.
Yeah, it was. That was perfectly timed. And Chase Mullen will have to punt it away again here with just under 8 minutes to go in the first half. And the Hawk Knights trailing 14-0 to Montour. Mullen back at his 20-yard line. Low snap, comes in low. Mullen gets it away and then is hit and the flag comes down. And the ball will go dead at the 30, but this may be only the garden variety running into the kicker penalty.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a roughing the kicker, but we'll see what the judgment of the officials is.
It would make it 4th-and-1 instead of 4th-and-6. And I wouldn't be surprised if Knock wants to kick this over again. And it's still 4th down. So it will go to the 39-yard line. Or the 41-yard
line. Yeah, 41.
And Chase Mullen will punt it again. The ball came in so low that Chase had to actually pull it up off the ground, which I thought as soon as the ball hit the ground, all bets are off. You can run into the guy. He's a ball carrier.
Well, I think until he takes a step.
And Knock forced to take another timeout here. I think they only had 10 guys on the field. 7:44 to go in the first half. It's Montour 14 and Knock nothing. We'll take a quick break and be back here at Montour High School right after this.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Well, the Hawk Knights will be forced to punt now on 4th-and-1, and Dave and I talking during the break about, well, could we see a little craziness here? And then Knock will come out in an offensive set. They're going to go for it here on 4th-and-1 from their own 41-yard line. See if the Knights can pick up the first down. Harrod under center. Takes the snap, snap chuck forward. Harrod keeps it. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be extremely close.
It is.
Well, the guy on that side gets his mark versus the guy on this side. It's short. He is extremely close to first down yardage. It's going to be inches either way. They will bring the sticks across and measure. Where they put that ball, boy, I'll tell you what, Dave, it is inches. If that, the proverbial gnat's eyelash. And this could turn the game the wrong way for the Knock Knights if they don't get this first down.
And there's a Montour Spartan standing right in front of the ball. I'm trying to see through the glasses.
They did not get it.
They're
short by about 2 inches. So Knock goes for it on fourth down at their own 41, and they get a yard.
Needed a yard and 2 inches.
And they didn't get the 2 inches they needed. So Knock took a chance.
Well, you haven't been able to get into the end zone. You need to do some things differently to
something to go your way.
Yeah. Shake things up.
So the Spartans will start at the Knock 42-yard line with 7:36 to go here in the first half. And I look for them to try to go for something really quick here. I look for him to go deep to Lipford maybe here.
That would be a good guess.
Quick strike, perhaps. And they're rolling left. There's Mormon, a little dump pass into the flat to Devlin. He's down the near sideline and out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. Or Dustin Snyder, I'm sorry. Snyder takes it down. Out at the 24-yard line, so maybe they get half of it. First and 10, Montour. Right now, the Spartans taking charge of this one. Schrenker split out wide to the right. Everybody else in tight. Mormon, hand off up the middle. That's Snyder, and Snyder down inside the 20 to the 17-yard line.
We'll pick up
good seven anyway,
yards,
huh?
Yeah.
Third down, second down, 3. Clock turning down to the seven-minute mark here in the first half with the Spartans leading 14 to nothing and looking to add to it. After the turnover on downs by Nock. Mormon rolling right, looking to throw. Pumps once, now he's going to tuck it away at the 15, gets the first down, cuts it inside, and then pushed out of bounds by Mosby inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line.
That will be first and goal for the Spartans.
Gain of 11 for Mormon. Dave, he turned the corner, and there was nobody out there.
Yeah, I'll give credit for the Knights to the Knights for being able to run them down.
First and goal, Spartans. All of their touchdowns have come from beyond the 20-yard line thus far in the game. Mormon with two backs to his right, the handoff up the middle. And that goes to Braden Jones, and he's ridden down from behind by Grassy and Mullen. Gain of two to the five, or gain of three to the five. Second down and goal. Knott could use a big defensive stop here.
Yeah, you know they're good for at least three from here.
All right, Mormon back in the pistol formation. Sidecar on either side. Two receivers. Slow motion movement now to the left. Mormon's going to keep it himself. Turns upfield at the five. Easily into the end zone for the third touchdown of the night for the Montour Spartans.
Good seal block on this near side by that offensive line of the Spartans to just hold the Knock Knights and allow the quarterback access to the end zone.
So Mormon on a 5-yard run, and the Spartans now up three scores with 6 minutes to go in the first half. And what started out as a good game for the Knock Knights offensively, they looked to work the ball down the field, just couldn't get in for points, and then a couple of big plays by the Spartans, and a fourth down try by Knock, and here's Hutter's extra point is up and through. And with 6:01 to go, it's 21 to nothing in favor of the Spartans. Man, you really can't fault Knock on that day for going for it, that on fourth down.
You got to try and make something happen.
Yeah, and Stapchuk led the way through, and Harrett followed, but just couldn't pick up the extra 2 inches he needed. And you would think the way Knock's been running the ball tonight that to get a yard, they should have been able to do that. And instead turn it over to Montour, and in four plays, Montour turns it into a touchdown. I'm sorry, five plays, they turn it into a touchdown. Spartans lead 21-0 here, 6 minutes to go, first half. And the Spartans will kick it off to Goodland or Stapchuk. Nolan Hutter. See if the Spartans can stay onside here. I think both of his kickoffs have come from the 35 because they've run down the field too fast. The line judge will watch him close here. And here's Hutter's kickoff. And there they go, short kick. This side, and it is Wojciechowicz trying to field it on the bounce, and he bobbled it but goes out of bounds at the 25. So the Knights dodge a bullet there. And with just under 6 minutes to go, we'll start at their own 25-yard line. No time to panic, Dave, but you've got to get points before that.
Yeah, the Knights have to put something on the board before this quarter ends.
First and 10 from their own 25.
Plus, they'll get the ball first in the second half.
Back to the regular starting lineup with Setnar and Karen Bauer in the backfield. Harrett's under center, Karen Bauer in motion. Harrett is going to be keeping himself and running around is hit. Ball comes loose, knocked out by Montour, and they recover it inside the Knock 10-yard line. Harrett was in trouble. Montour came through and just popped him. The ball came out, and Montour recovers it at the Knock 9-yard line.
That could be devastating for the Knights, Scott.
Wow. They had him stood up, and I think somebody just reached in there and poked that ball out of his hand.
Well, there was a Karrenbauer on the far side there. I thought maybe he'd try and pitch it to him to get out of trouble. But he thought he could make the corner and get away, but no.
So first and goal for the Spartans, looking to put this one away early. 5:50 to go in the first half. They lead 21-0. And the way this game started out, I would have never told you this is where we'd be. I set with Mormon under center. Mormon, first back through. He bounces off of one guy and gets down to the 6-yard line. That's Dustin Snyder. For a gain of 4. Second down, or to the 6, gain of 3. Second down and 6. 3-yard gain. Second down and 4 from the 6. And we talked about the importance of this game in terms of playoffs for the Knock Knights. And a win here tonight would go a long way to getting you back in the hunt. A loss here tonight could put you right out of the hunt.
Or put you into the spot you don't want to be in.
And Montour now forced to take a timeout. They didn't have the right personnel out there. And we're a little confused on what they were doing. So they burned their first timeout, and it comes with 5:09. To go here in the first half. Montour scoring on their second possession of the game on a 52-yard screen pass to Torrey Fisher. Perfectly executed by Montour on third down and was it about third and 13. With 3:06 to go in the first quarter, and then Montour in their next possession, an 80-yard drive in 9 plays. Lipford on the reverse of 21 yards for the score. And then Knock would get the ball back, and on fourth down and 1 from their own 41, tried to go for it and got to the 42, but they needed the 42.2. And they didn't get that far and turned it over. Montour then would take just 5 plays to knock it in on Mormon's 5-yard run. And now Knock fumbles it on their first play after the kickoff, and Montour looking at second and goal from the 6. Avon Mormon waits. Takes the snap, looks for the pass, a little floater into the end zone, and dropped by Ron Stevenson. But good defense by the Knock Knights out there. Karen Bauer and Harrett, I think he had it for a moment, but yeah, Harrett might have
knocked it out. Harrett knocked it out.
So it'll bring up third down and goal from the 6.
To be a moral victory here to just give up 3 points, Scott.
Yeah, it would be. See what Mormon can do here, third down and 6. Takes a snap, rolling to his left, looks to the end zone, fires, and this time it's caught by the aforementioned Ron Stevenson. He got ahead of the defender, and yet another Spartan gets a touchdown.
Another Spartan gets a passing touchdown.
Yeah, with 4:59 to go here in the first half. So Hutter with another field goal or extra point attempt. Ball is down, and Hutter's kick is up and good. Boy, very smooth. Very well done there. It's 28-0 in favor of Montour. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 30-second timeout.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Well, the Knock Knights, with a couple of mistakes, have given the Spartans a 28-0 lead. And when we talked to Coach earlier, remember, Dave, he said, we just can't make mistakes.
Well, and they have cleared up one mistake. They are penalty-free so far in the game.
Kickoff to come here again from Hutter. This is another short sputterer. Goes through the legs of Green and picked up by Goodland. And Matt Goodland gets out across the 25 to 27. Apparently, they want to keep it away from Goodland and Stapchuk.
Hey, Goodland got a taste of end zone last week.
Yeah.
He was wanting to take that one the distance again. One of the bright spots last week, Matt Goodland, a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
I saw somebody gave him 97-yard kickoff return, but he had to go. He was back at the goal line when he got that ball. All right, first and 10. Knock. Knights need to get something going offensively here in the next 5 minutes. Harrett's under center. In motion, Karen Bauer. Harrett keeps it himself, and nothing there. That's, I think, the same play they tried to run before, and Braden Jones with a tackle for no gain at the 27. Montour now has kind of figured out that front of Knock. Second down, 10. Nick Martin with a play from the far sideline for the Knock Knights. Lancert is calling the offensive plays. See Coach Whalen about 15 yards away from him down the sideline. Second down and 10 for Harrett. Again, Karen Bauer in motion. They pitch it that way. Karen Bauer looking to turn the corner and can't do it. He just went to the outside. Knock actually blocked the defender right into him. And that's Braden Jones with a takedown back at the 22-yard line. So the Knights lose five.
It'll be third and 15 from deep in their own end with 3:49 to go on a turning clock in the first half.
Boy, and that one, Dave, had nowhere to go.
Nope.
And the play comes in again from the sideline from Schreckengoth. He'll come out wide to the near side. Yep, now line up in tight now. As everybody's in tight, third down in a country mile for the Knock Knights. In motion near side is Setnar. Harrett pitches that way to Stapchuk. Stapchuk looking to turn the corner. Heads upfield, gets to the 30, maybe the 32. So he got a chunk of it, but well short of first down yardage. Maybe a gain of 10 there. I think they tried just to get Ivan going and let him do his thing in the open field.
He had a head of steam there and blew through a couple tackles in the initial attack.
So it'll be fourth down and 6 for Knock, and Chase Mullen on to punt from inside his 20-yard line. DeChance and Lipford back to take the punt. Again, the snaps have been a thing of interest for the Knock Knights. And this is another low one. But Mullen, with no pressure, gets away a good kick. And Lipford goes through one of the Spartans' hands, and the ball is free on the ground. And it's going to be picked up by, well, the Spartans have it. Knock still trying to take it away back at the 10-yard line. Savon Mosby had a chance to get at it, but Mosby was running one-on-one with two wide receivers towards the ball. And unfortunately, in those cases, Savon is going to probably lose that one. And Mosby had a chance at it, just couldn't pull it in. Spartans finally get the kickoff as the ball rolls around and goes dead. Or they are tackled back at their own 17-yard line.
That came very close to being a lucky break for the Knock Knights.
Oh, that would have been a huge break for the Knock Knights. Savon Mosby had his shot at it, but he turned the jets on as hard as he could go. And
I think the ball rolled around there a little bit, too. It's
was running against Brandon Lipford, who's their speedy wide receiver, and Ron DeChance, another wide receiver. So here come the Spartans at their own 17, 2:20 to go in the first half, trying to put the Knock Knights into the mercy roll in the second half. And the play clock runs down, I believe.
I believe you're right. It'll cost the Spartans five.
Kevon Moorman was looking at the thing going, So on the penalty, he moves it back inside the 15 to the 12. And that's where the Spartans will start, first and 15. Moorman's handoff, not much there. Couple of yards. Tackle made by Corey Payne and Jarrett Bricker. At the 13 for a gain of one. Second down and 4. Problem now is, even if Knock stops him here, there's not much time. Moorman on the sprint to the near sideline. Coming this way and out of bounds, fortunately for Knock, goes Jackson Schrenker. And Schrenker stops the clock with 1:48 to go. It'll be third down and About six. He gets to the 21. It's a big third down play here for Nauk if they're able to stop the Spartans here. And I would think that the Knights with one timeout may consider burning it. Norman now broken play, looking for a place to go upfield, and he's going to get to the 26, well short of the first down.
Who was it that from Nauk that got through there and put some pressure on him? That kind of broke the play up right there.
Yeah. And Nauk will burn their final timeout as they'll force the Spartans to punt from their own 25-yard line. So Nauk will have a minute 33, but no timeouts to try to do something before the half. Nauk taking advantage of the muffed punt and forcing Montour back. Spartans trying to run out the first half.
Nauk should end up with decent field position out of this punt.
Just unfortunately no timeouts remaining in Nauk's running team. See if they got the two-minute offense and put the two-minute drill in.
That minute 33 goes away pretty quickly.
Yes, it does. Schreckengost will stand at midfield. And Jake Thomas to punt from his 10.
Some of these punt receptions have been an adventure this year for Nauk.
Oh, and a short punt. Remember, you can fair catch it. Good snap to Thomas. Kicks away. Goes to the far sideline as they're kicking away, and it's going to go out of bounds at the Montour 46-yard. Well, they're going to mark it at the 44. So Nauk 44 yards away, 1:26 to go, and no timeouts in an almost must-score situation. Nauk will get the ball to start the second half, so theoretically, if you can make something in here, you cut the lead in half before Montour has to touch the ball again.
You could, but so far they haven't.
Well, need to see something from the Knights here, see if they can pull it out. 45-yard line, 1:26 to go. Setnar and Martin to the near side. Schreckengost to the far side. Out of the pistol is Harrit. Harrit's back looking to throw. Harrit to the sideline. Coming out to Martin. Martin with a nice catch. Turns it upfield. Inside the 40 to the 36-yard line. It's a gain of 9. And Nauk goes without a huddle. Clock down to 1:10. Harrit with 3 receivers. Again out of the pistol. Takes the snap. Looks right. Across the middle, pass is caught by Schreckengost inside the 20-yard line. That'll stop the clock on the first down. Just a crossing pass to Schreck. And it'll be first and 10 Nauk.
A couple nice gains there on passes for a team that's not known as a passing team, Scott.
All right, from the 20-yard line. Again, Harrit looking right. Now Harrit's got to step upfield and run with it. Harrit going to the sideline, cuts it up at the 10, stays on his feet, and will be run out of bounds inside the 5-yard line, stopping the clock with 38 seconds to go. Great job by Jake Harrit on an open field. The Spartans back in pass protection, so there's lots of room to run. The ball inside the 4-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Nauk with 38 seconds to go, so you can run a couple of plays here easily. But you got to get back in the huddle in a hurry.
Play clock at 20.
First and goal Nauk, their biggest threat of the game from the Spartan 3.
And it came on a couple good passing plays.
Yep, Schreck split wide to the right. In motion right, Setnar out of the triple option. Harrit rolling right, looking to throw. Harrit throws into the end zone off the fingertips of Karenbauer at the goal line. Looked like he had a chance to pull it down, and it's just an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 34 seconds to go.
So they used a whole 4 seconds on that play.
Karenbauer and Harrit with a little conversation after that play. Some good blocks in the backfield by, I think, Stapchuk to give Harrit the time to throw. On second down. And receivers in tight for Harrit. Single setback, Stapchuk. Harrit back, look for the quick toss, fires across the middle and through a little too hot for Martin. It'll bring up third and goal from the three with 30 seconds to go. So the clock really not an issue right now.
As long as they keep chucking the rock like that.
Yep. So Montour will burn a timeout. They're second with 30 seconds to go. And the Knock Knights will still have two plays to get three. You can run the ball here.
Yeah. And still have time.
Yeah. And, maybe a draw play, something like that. The Spartans are looking for the pass. Roll. Hair it out to one side, something. Get him moving. Ball's on the far side hash mark, so you got lots of room coming back this way. Third down and goal for Knock, looking to try to get back into this game, trailing 28-0 to Montour here late in the first half. Knock with a couple of mistakes. He sort of, on a fourth down and one, went for it in their own end and were unable to convert. That was maybe not a mistake, but it was a chance that they took that did not pay off. And then on the next series, a fumble that was a mistake gave the Spartans the ball at the 9.
So there's half of the Spartans' points right there.
That's exactly right. All right, it is third and goal, Knock from the 3, and they go back to the triple option, and really you can do anything here with 30 seconds left. Harrit rolling to his right, throwing to the end zone, almost picked off. Byron Payne might have had that one and could have put it in mercy rule because there was nobody going to touch him 97 yards down the other way.
They'll bring up fourth down. And
they're going to kick it. Matt Gore comes on to attempt the field goal here. I'm just surprised why you wouldn't have run on that one. So Gore to try to get 3 out of the hold of Stapchuk, and Gore is under it. It's up and it's through. So Matt Gore with a 21-yard field goal.
With 22 seconds left in the half, puts the Knights on the board.
28-3. I'm just not sure. In that situation, I can see the first couple plays you've got to throw it. But I think when you get down to third down and goal from the 3 and you have 30 seconds, you could run or throw.
You could do two running plays there.
Yeah, and just take Stapchuk and do some kind of a delay up the middle. But the Knights try to pass and not successful.
Well, it got them down there. It just didn't get them into the end zone.
But they got 3, 28-3. That keeps the mercy rule from going into effect on another touchdown. The Knock will have to kick it off to Montour with 22 seconds to go here in the first half. Matt Gore tees it up. Lipford back deep along with Tambellini to take the kickoff for the Spartans. And here's Gore's kickoff. Sort of short and then fielded by one of the upbacks there, Jake Thomas. Thomas finds some room, runs into Joey Wojciechowski, bounces off of him. And then Matt Goodland has to put the hit on. Goodland stops him with help from Thomas Pfeiffer.
So 14 seconds to go in half number one.
And the Spartans with a timeout left. Got to believe that you just run the clock out here and head to the locker room. Montour leading 28-3 here as we get ready for the half. All right, let's see the Spartans will do. Mormon back to throw, looking to get something here with 22 seconds. Mormon rolling right, and then he'll run out of bounds and stop the clock with 7 seconds to go. Knock with good coverage downfield, really no place for him to throw. He gets up to the 46.
He could have been tackled for a loss back there, but he sidestepped one tackle, Scott. The clock would still be turning unless Montour called a timeout.
And they do have one left. You might as well use it. No sin, not doing you any good in your pocket.
Can't sell it.
Can't take it to the next one. 7 seconds to go for Kayvon Mormon. We're just near midfield, and Mormon's back to throw again. Pressure from the outside from Knock. Mormon with a little dump pass, incomplete. Stops the clock with 2 seconds to go. They'll get one more play. Trying to do something short that time. And if I'm Kayvon Mormon, I'm saying to the bench, just let me go deep once. Just let me throw it deep. What's going to happen? What's the worst that could happen? 2 seconds to go. Final play of the half coming up for the Spartans. They sit at their own 46-yard line, but they have a 28-3 lead. It's points. First field goal knock is made in quite some time. And Norman back to throw. Pressure comes, and he'll go down. Eric Green.
Green just kind of threw his blocker aside. And
Green, Payne, Mosby, and Grassy all meet at the quarterback, and that's the end of the first half. The Montour Spartans lead the Knock Knights by a score of 28-3. Back to recap first half action right after this.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back here to Montour High School along with Dave Bacon. I'm Scott Briggs. We are at the half. The Knock Knights trailing 28-3 to the Montour Spartans. And Dave, this one started out, looked like it was going to be a pretty close football game.
Yeah, Montour started out with the football at the beginning of the game. They got one first down and then were forced to punt. Knock got the punt, moved the ball down the field very nicely, but stalled down in deep into Montour territory, but not near the red zone. So, you know, the first couple of possessions, Knock looked pretty good. And then a couple big long plays by Montour and a couple mistakes by the Knights, or maybe not both mistakes. One a gamble, one a mistake. Put two more touchdowns on the board for Montour. The Knights not able to get into the end zone at the end of the half. They're settling for three. That's how we got where we are. And Scott with the details.
Yeah, Montour would score on their second possession as Torrey Fisher took in a screen pass on third down and 13. From the Knock 48, or from the Montour 48, went 52 yards for the score with 3:06 to go. Excuse me. Try that again with 3:06 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Montour. Next possession, the Spartans would take it nine plays. Lipford with a 21-yard run on the reverse, made it 14-0. Knock would get the ball back, and thanks to a penalty after a punt, instead of a fourth down and six, they had it fourth down and one, decided to go for it, did not make it, and turned the ball over to the Spartans at the 42-yard line. It would take them only four plays. The Kayvon Mormon's five-yard run made it 21-0. Ensuing kickoff and the Knox first offensive play from that kickoff. Jake Harrett caught in the backfield. The ball forced out of his hands. It would go down, and Montour recovered it at the Knock 9. Three plays later, the touchdown, the fourth Montour Spartan to score a touchdown. Tonight, Jackson Schrenker takes it in from 6 yards out, 28-0. Knock would then punt. Montour would get the ball deep in their end and punt after a muff. And then Knock with a minute 26 to go, starting at the 36-yard line of Montour, able to get down the field, and with a minute something to go, we're looking at a first and goal, and with under a minute to go, had first and goal, and ran a couple of pass plays. Had it third down and goal from the three with 30 seconds to go. And on that third down play, tried another pass play and then decided to go for the field goal. So they kicked the 21-yard field goal with 22 seconds left. And then Montour runs out the clock, 28-3 in favor of the Spartans in the first half. And again, Dave, big play passes for the Spartans.
Oh, yeah, they've got a great quarterback and a couple of really, really good receivers here. And that has been what has really hurt Knock this year is passing football teams.
And Montour has done it well. And they lead this one 28-3. The halftime show coming up with Don Rebel and the friends from Trib Live High School Sports Network. It's all coming your way here. And then we'll be back to Montour with the Spartans leading 28-3 right after these messages. You're listening to Knock Football on WISR, WISR680.com. And the MSA Sports / Trib Live High School Sports Network.